This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Defense and foreign ministers from the U.S. who arrived in Japan late Monday were tasked to discuss their concern over China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region as the Biden administration tries to reaffirm engagement with its key regional allies. The priority Tuesday for U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken was to hold so-called 2+2 security talks with their Japanese counterparts. President Joe Biden's decision to send his key ministers to Japan as their first overseas visit rather than hosting Japanese officials in Washington is said to mean a lot for Japan, which considers its alliance with the U.S. the cornerstone of its diplomatic and security policies. The World Health Organization on Monday urged countries not to panic as several nations halted the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. The WHO appealed to countries not to suspend vaccination against a disease that has caused more than 2.7 million deaths worldwide. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said systems were in place to protect public health. Portugal joined Spain, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, Norway, and several other countries in halting the use of the AstraZeneca jab and amid concerns over possible serious side effects. The WHO said that there was no evidence that the incidents are caused by the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca, an Anglo-Swedish company with Oxford University. The EU's EMA medicines regulator said would meet on Thursday to analyze the situation and reaffirmed its view that the benefits of the drug outweigh the risks. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facebook is now adding more labeling to posts about coronavirus vaccines as it works to combat misinformation. We get more details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Facebook and Instagram have been criticized for allowing anti-vaccination propaganda to spread. So CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that they're adding labels with information from the World Health Organization. One example he gives is if there's a discussion on the safety of COVID vaccines, they'll add a note that the vaccines are tested for safety and effectiveness before they're approved. But the Center for Countering Digital Hate says that's not enough. Facebook needs to take down threads with misinformation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says his comments about the Capitol breach last week were not racist. AP correspondent Mike Rossi gives us background.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is pushing back on criticism of his comments last week that he wasn't concerned about the pro-Trump mob at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, but would have been if they were Black Lives Matter protesters.
There's nothing racial in my comments whatsoever.
Speaking to reporters at the Capitol Monday, Johnson said there were only a few bad apples in the crowd.
The vast majority of people that attend Trump rallies, I'm assuming the same people over here, they love law enforcement. They never even think of them. I mean, they're not rioters.
More than 300 Trump supporters have been charged in the storming of the Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. air travel is rising to the highest levels yet since the pandemic hit. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The TSA screened more than 1.3 million people both Friday and Sunday, setting a new high since the coronavirus outbreak devastated travel a year ago. Airlines believe the numbers are heading up with more people booking flights for spring and summer. However, there's still a long way to go. While the number of people passing through airport checkpoints on Sunday finally eclipsed the number on the same day last year, it was still down by some 45% from the same day 2 years ago. Since the pandemic hit, air travel has picked up a few times, mostly around holidays, only to drop back down. I'm Shelley Adler.
Martial law has been declared in a wide area of the Myanmar's largest city because of the ruling junta. And security forces killed dozens of protesters over the weekend in an increasingly lethal crackdown on resistance to last month's military coup. The United Nations said that at least 138 peaceful protesters have been killed in Myanmar since the February 1st military coup. That includes at least 56 people killed over this past weekend. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.